Will an alien presence be revealed? There seems to be more interest in UFOs than ever before. The appetites of people interested in them was whetted again when the US Navy released UFO videos. In all the years the government has been hiding the fact UFOs are real, it has never admitted they actually were in our skies. It was always the same excuse when a UFO was reported. It was said it was a natural phenomenon or a misidentified plane. There was never any leeway, and if someone like a pilot insisted he saw something which could be an alien device, they could kiss their career goodbye. Doesn't it make you wonder why all of a sudden we are shown videos of objects which no one could seriously say were natural objects, and because of the way they fly it cannot be said they were aircraft? One of the dead giveaways of this fact is one of the saucer-shaped objects which was captured in a Navy aircraft gun camera tilts on its edge and still continues flying without any change in speed or altitude. An airplane would have fallen out of the sky because there would have been no lift under it because of the position it went into. I don't see how this video could ever be described either as a hoax or something other than an alien UFO, since the government released the video, except for the fact it might be said this was some sort of secret craft made by us. If it was, I have a problem with a video of it being released, because we never release videos of secret craft. We don't want anyone to know we have them. The only conclusion I can come to is we are watching a true alien craft. The question is, why would these videos be released now? There is a theory the government has been trying to figure out how to ease us into knowing aliens are flying over the Earth and perhaps are among us. It is thought they don't want to just blurt it out, because they believe it will cause chaos among us. That is why the theory states they are trying to ease us into knowing about aliens. Think about the information which has been released. There has been all sorts of news about planets which seem to be able of containing life. It is being announced more often, and this can be one of the parts which are being brought together to ultimately get us to know the truth. The next thing to come out was the fact we are creating a space force. This could mean there is many different reasons for it. A lot of people believe the force is being created to protect us against aliens. Bob Lazar has reappeared and announced for a new generation he worked on crashed alien craft at Area 51. Is this theory correct? Are we being prepared for the big announcement? This is not the only theory out there. Take for example the one which states aliens were on this planet in the past and actually mingled with ancient humans. This is being pointed out more often today than ever before. There are quite a few television programs which attempt to show why this is true. They show ancient gods, of which many have wings, and others who are only part human looking, such as the Egyptian gods, and claim these are real representations of what these aliens looked like. Others say these gods were the product of the creation of alien hybrids, which was accomplished by humans and aliens breeding. Some people claim the reasons we see so many gods with wings is these wings denote the fact they came from the sky. In other words, they were aliens. Ancient paintings have been discussed quite a bit lately, the ones which for some strange reason show saucer-type craft in the sky. Why would a painting hundreds of years old show these vehicles? Better yet, why is this being discussed so much lately? Is it part of an arranged strategy to get us to realize aliens have been on this planet as long as we have? There is another group of people who think a little differently. They believe the government wants to ultimately tell us what we are seeing our vehicles from the future, and they are not piloted by aliens at all, but humans from the future. Some of them believe the famous Greys are really humans who have changed in many thousands or hundreds of thousands of years in the future. Indeed, they cite the reason for their appearance, which is thin with lack of musculature because of a lack of exercise over many millennia. It is hard to argue with this part of the theory. Just look how the younger generation just sits around playing on their phones and computers. The government abided by a report from a think tank which stated we should never be told aliens exist because it would destroy society and religion, but this doesn't seem to be the case. Many religions have accepted the fact aliens could exist. In recent polls, a majority of Americans stated they believe there is alien life, and indeed lots of scientists have come out and stated it would be ridiculous to think there is no other life in the universe. I believe we are ready to know the truth. I can't speak for some other countries. When I look at how things are going right now, I have to think we are being primed for a reveal. Not only might we find out aliens exist, but there could even be one standing next to the president in the announcement. It seems to me while the theories I mentioned may not be entirely true, they may each contain elements of truth. When I take them all as a whole, I have to believe we are being slowly prepared for an announcement which states aliens exist. I wonder how some might feel about this. I know it certainly wouldn't change anything for me, since I believe aliens have been in our skies for thousands of years. It might even better relations with them. Are there more than one race of aliens visiting the Earth? It seems like the answer is yes. The reason I say this is because of all the different designs of UFOs in the sky. It might even be true they don't all want to be revealed. Would we respect their wishes? I guess we will have to wait to find out.